The rest of the story. Ever since John Erickson was a boy, he was consumed by a single athletic challenge: to beat the long-standing record for swimming the English Channel in both directions. 30 hours and 3 minutes was the record. That was the extant record for swimming Dover to France to Dover, the formidable double cross of marathon swimming. He trained by swimming hundreds of miles in icy Lake Michigan near his hometown Chicago. At the age of 13, he actually went to England and attempted a single crossing of the Channel. He failed that time, but he returned the following year and he did succeed, the youngest swimmer ever to do so. At the age of 20, John Erickson believed that he was ready now for the torturous double cross. The record was 30 hours and 3 minutes, remember. John's goal was 25 hours. It was 5:45 in the morning when the time clock started running and John began the 21-mile swim to France. He made it in 11 hours and 59 minutes, so that seemed to put him inside the proposed 25-hour round trip, but the return crossing proved a nightmare. First, he encountered a school of jellyfish. He was severely stung on his face and his arms. Then he crossed paths with a couple of steamships, the sidewash of which threatened to swamp both him and his pilot boat. The wind and the channel currents were against him. The fog closed in all around, but worst of all was the psychological torment of being alone in the 59-degree water for hours on end. You don't concentrate on your 50 strokes a minute out there. You think of anything else, like the movie you saw last week, like your girlfriend back in Chicago, or maybe your favorite Beatles songs, anything. Think of anything to get your mind off what you're actually doing. At 28 hours, the Dover coast was not yet in sight. So, with John's 25-hour goal 3 hours past, all he could hope for now was to beat the standing record of 30 hours and 3 minutes, by however narrow a margin. It's close to 30 hours now. And John could hear the spectators on the shore. He could hear them shouting for him to hurry. Now, the clock on such a swim does not stop until you are on dry land, and you are yourself high and dry, so the last yards of the way, John ran through waist-deep water, cutting his feet on the jagged rocks, and when he had completely emerged from the channel, he was 15 pounds lighter, by the way, but he did have a new record for the double cross. 3 hours even. 3 hours flat. John Erickson had shaved 3 minutes off the old record. He'd just barely beaten the old record, but he had beaten it. Now, that was the summer of 1975, 10 years after the previous record had been set. The former record holder could not have been happier. You see, the world of sports is filled with a lot of 4-minute miles, barriers put up to be battered down, and yet no record of such athletic importance had ever been bettered quite like this one before. For you see, the man who had established the previous world record for double crossing the English Channel was Ted Erickson, John Erickson's father. Now you know the rest of the story.